Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It's Foreign's the foodie.
And we are back.
We back.
So today we are covering the documentary on Channel 5, Wonka, the scandal Wonka that rocked Britain. The turnaround time for this, I'm sorry, remarkable. Because I deeped it, yeah.
But
this
you happened, can tell.
This happened, yeah, it shows. This happened, like, I think the 20-something of Feb.
Yeah, and we're here.
And by the time I even discovered this was a thing, it had been out for, like, a week or something. So they did this within, like, 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks.
And whilst I'm happy there's... I don't even know if I'd say I'm happy there's a documentary. It didn't tell me anything I didn't see on social media.
It was a combination of social media posts.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I think it did do was show who was responsible for it, because I didn't know who was responsible for it.
Yeah, that, but I think saying it rocked Britain was a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, but everything was exaggerated. This whole, like, even it on the internet was exaggerated.
It was
like,
actually
really,
giving,
truly,
sorry, it was given lockdown times where there was nothing to do.
Yes, as if we had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a culmination of so many crazy things happening at once. Because that's when Kate was in the peak of being missing.
Yes, it was a case of like niche, everything together. Yeah.
Coming together as one. Can I just say, can I speak on that a bit, please?
Because
I feel like I haven't had the opportunity to air how I feel with the new
developments. Kate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I do not like this whole thing of we should all feel bad about the rumours and the speculation.
Do you know who should feel bad? The royal fucking family, actually.
Thank you. Those are the only people. And now people are coming out to say that video itself was AI. I will not say what I think. I don't know. I really don't know. And I also had to remove myself from the rabbit hole because I was too far down before.
Yeah.
It took a lot to get me out. So I don't want to go there again. And that is really their business at this point.
And the thing is that, like, cancer is actually a bitch. So, like,
exactly.
Say she's got cancer, yeah? That's peak.
That is
and
peak.
That alone is peak. Even though I believe that two things can be true.
Yeah. And also, like, you guys literally created all of this drama and then you tell us that we shouldn't have speculated off the basis of what? You told us that she was going for abdominal surgery and she would rise again like Jesus on Easter Sunday. So how would we have known that something was seriously wrong with her? I'm sorry, but I mean, we all have our opinions on the royal family, but this is a whole new low as far as I'm concerned. Like,
I think at the very least, it was horribly managed. And that's not fair to Kate or to anyone else that they're trying to say is a victim of this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's how I feel. And I feel like it's not fair to paint the British public as the problem here.
The bad guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my two cents, if anyone asks.
Will we ever know the truth?
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, let's get into the Wonka scandal.
This was so dumb. This was,
it was so,
so
dumb.
Incredibly
I was watching
dumb.
It thinking, why am I watching this?
I was like, this was so ridiculous. As and in, not just the documentary, but the events that informed the documentary.
Yeah,
it was all so dumb.
Every
but anyway,
part
let's
it-
let's... This, yeah.
But I have to say, I mean, at this point, you guys probably all know what this is. But I must say that I'm the kind of person where if I'd gone to this and it was shit, I probably would have just gone home and moved on with my life.
Charged
I
to
don't
the game.
Know that I would have made this a thing.
Such a big thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying that people shouldn't. And obviously, £35 is a lot of money in today's, like, economy. But then at the same time, it's not. But it is.
And then also, like, other costs. Because there are people who... had to travel.
Came, yeah.
It wasn't down the road. And even if you didn't travel
true.
Far, you spent your time.
Because there are people
know?
That travel... Oh, I was almost going to say... There are people that travel to the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah. And, the one in Watford.
Yeah. And for me, that's not a trot. But there are people that travel, like, far, like, from different countries.
Yeah, far
so
and wide.
I can only imagine getting
and
there.
And also, getting trained from one city in England... to a city in another country. Even Scotland is technically its own country, yeah? Even to get from London to Manchester, ticket prices are wild. I can only imagine them journeys.
Ticket
train journeys in
London
the UK are ridiculous.
Literally, they're a deposit for a house, so don't even bother. But anyway, so the documentary opens up with various people who had gone to the experience, and they're just... It's just a compilation of them telling us, you know, how they felt and what was going on and what their thoughts were. And we learned that the website itself that this event was on, it's not actually affiliated with the Willy Wonka brand itself. And that actually makes sense because they don't call it Willy Wonka. I think yeah, it's Wonka, Wonka. Mm-hmm. Which I guess, yeah.
That was a smart thing to do because you would have had a whole other issue.
You would have been all up to your ass in fucking
in shit.
Yeah. So it promised a mind-blowing immersive event, an experience for people. And the website itself had been AI generated, which people keep going on and on about. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That for me is not the crime, that it was AI everything is AI generated.
Yeah,
now.
That wasn't the crime. I think the crime was, yeah, people not realizing, or people looking at this thing that's clearly AI generated or computer generated and thinking that this is what they were gonna get. The errors, I'm so sorry. Yeah, instead of Imagination Lab, they had Imagnaton Lab. Okay, they had this bit, it said Enchering Entertainment. Tell me, I thought maybe this is a Scottish thing, yeah? Because what the fuck is Enchering?
But can I say, if I speak, they'll say I'm rude.
Those with eyes and those that can read would have seen this thing and thought something is amiss.
The people that bought that ticket,
bro,
looked like
people who would buy that ticket.
Exactly. And I think we could even end the podcast here because two things can be true.
No, like, one thing is true here. The thing that is true is that you've been fucking dumb.
Yeah? Because it can be true that this guy was a scammer, but it can also be true that you are the type of person that's more likely to be scammed.
I disagree. I don't think that he was a scammer.
He was an opportunist.
I don't think that he was a scammer. And I'll get into what I think about him later on. Yeah. I don't think that he was a scammer. I think his intentions were pure. His execution was shit.
Okay. Well... This thing sold over 800 tickets. So 800 people.
What's 800 times 35? Hold on. Let me, because you know me. As you know, listener, mental mass is not a strong suit. So it was how many tickets? 800.
Yeah.
800 times £35. £28,000.
Oh my God. Why does he look like that if he earned £28,000? At best, to rent that place, even if it was £5,000, all of those decorations plus the food, let's say...
£10.
generously.
And you got change.
generously, like £2,000. You were pocketing a good amount of money. Why do you look like that?
What would... No, okay. This is how... If he had come to us, Louis Vuitton belt, Gucci bag, Moncler jacket, would we not be saying he's a scammer?
Okay.
Like, he's not a scammer, clearly. Look at how he came to us.
Okay. So 800 of you read that thing and you were like, yeah, this sounds great. Plus those who
and
bought
800
it as
adults,
gifts,
not children.
Gifts
the adults
for
read it.
Friends, gifts for kids, gifts for, you all thought, some people shouldn't be having it. Anyways.
And you know what? They were so mad at him. Yeah, I know we're going to get to this, but I think that really they were mad at themselves.
Yeah.
Because how could you allow yourself to be duped like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there was this time I got duped on Depop, yeah. But I wasn't mad at that person. I was mad at myself. Like, how could you be so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
I just called the bank and did what I did. But yeah, sometimes you also have to tell yourself I'm an idiot. And it's
but
okay.
Also, sometimes you know. So this happened to the love of my life, yeah. We were on Vinted and he bought this top, yeah. And he bought it and he was like, he was going to buy it. And he was like, something didn't feel right, yeah.
That was me. I'll so he was like, this person for a good, yeah.
So what he did was like, he was like, all right, cool. I'm going to buy a real one and I'm going to buy this one and I'm going to compare them. If it's real, I'm going to return the one that I actually bought from the shop and get the Vinted one. Yeah. Because it was like new with tags on Vinted. So we bought the two of them, yeah, and then compared them. When I say that this was so obviously fake. It was so obviously fake. And then when we were doing the dispute, we were like, I've got the real one. Here's the pictures of the real one. Here's the differences between the real one and the fake one. Of course, they gave him his money back and they blocked that guy's account. Because you know, I feel like sometimes you know, you're kind of like, is this too good to be true? Is this a bit? Sometimes you know. Some people don't know. These lots didn't know. So let's not blame the victim. And I use that word so loosely. I use victim so loosely.
Very loosely. So before the doors opened, a mysterious company called House of Illuminati does this casting call. For me personally, I'm not going to a casting call for
Illuminati.
Yes. Because sometimes it's better to not know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing that for? And again, the people that went looked like
that guy. He fucking loves it, fam.
He loves it.
He's so happy this happened.
He is horny and erect for this situation. He looped up it. And he went straight in raw. Like he
ready.
Like, I'm so sorry. I've never seen someone lap it. He was
loving it.
Ba da ba ba ba.
Like,
so they do this casting call and they're not asking for any experience. There's no
audition.
They're not
asking for anything. Are you alive and can you read?
Literally, like, are you at minimum Prince Philip? Like, we can reheat you. They're actually going to revoke my citizenship. I have to stop.
Fortunately, we can do this remotely, so whoever they send you.
They are actually going to send me back to Nigeria, like, so quickly. But yeah, so there's no rehearsal, there's no audition. And so Michael, who is the guy we were saying that he fucking...
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I saw this when this whole thing was happening, like in real time. I remember seeing him on one of these like morning show interviews. And he... You know when someone like basks in the attention? It's almost like when someone comes to your house, yeah, and they like sit in a chair and they recline and you know, okay, this one is not planning to go home anytime soon, yeah? That's what it was like. He was just sitting there and just like... basking in.
Yeah, he was loving it.
Loving it. Yeah.
So, Michael says that they only see the venue the day before. Another actress, Felicia, so she's 16. I thought she was older.
Did you? She looked young to me.
I thought she was older. I had to rewind it.
What do you mean? She was like an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's probably like doing secondary school or in like, A levels or something. She looked like that kind of age.
So she's 16 and she says, look, she was just looking for some extra cash, so she signed up to this. And they get to the venue and it's drab and there's barely anything there and it's the day before opening, so both of them are like, what the fuck? The day before, you're expecting everything's essentially set up. And also, like, why have they not rehearsed?
Yeah.
So Michael says,
I get my script and it's 15 pages of AI gibberish. And I'm given 15 hours, including my sleep, just to memorize a script for the concurring Saturday.
So this just shows you that, like, the intention, I don't know if the intention is the right word, but this was always poorly executed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like everything was in order and then one thing was wrong. Yeah. Like, no, from the jump,
it was poorly planned.
Yeah. So we meet various parents who are talking about the excitement the kids were feeling about getting ready for the next day and how, you know, some of them were like, getting their outfits ready to go for this experience,
which is so cute. Like, you remember when you're a kid and you're looking forward to something and you're just like, oh my god, four sleeps until this and then.
But I feel like
stuff.
As a kid, if I'd gone there, I wouldn't have known it was shit, because it takes so little to amuse a kid.
Oh no, I think they would have known it was shit.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think even as a kid you'd have been like, what the fuck is this shit?
Maybe.
I think you would have.
Maybe
they got one jelly bean, come on.
So it's opening day.
Sorry, but I do think, yeah, that if the parents had like played it up, like, oh my goodness,
yeah, that's true, it
they would
worse.
Have just followed suit and been like, this is great.
Oh yeah, 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 100%.
But kids feed off
yeah.
like the environment around them. All the parents were like, what the fuck is this?
And then the kids were like, are like, well, yeah, yeah, that's true. So it's opening day, and Michael and Felicia see the space, and it's still shit. It's still a barren warehouse.
It's so bad.
And their costumes are terrible. And the customers describe it as an empty warehouse. And when they get there, all of them say, like, the mood immediately drops. Like, they're all excited. Yeah. Obviously, like, I guess as a parent, like, when you're doing something for your kid, you know they're going to be excited about you. You're equally as excited. And then you get to this empty warehouse. You're like, what the fuck is this shit?
And it's so obviously a warehouse.
Yeah. And we see this clip of Michael performing as Wonka. And it's so awkward. Like, this is why I feel like he just loves the limelight. Because for me, I would have given up to the ghost.
Yeah.
I immediately would have been like, yeah, I'm not doing this shit.
But he was professional. He stayed in camera. He has a great future in theatre ahead of him.
He has a great future in something.
He does. That's Theatre Kid 101. Maybe he should do drag, actually.
That's what I was saying.
I think he should do drag, actually. I don't know how good he can paint, but like he has the charisma. Like he's irritating because he seems like a very attention seeking somebody, yeah.
But that is, yeah.
I think he should consider it.
So there's this thing called the Twilight Tunnel, and it's just curtains with mirrors.
It's so bad. It's so like whatever you're imagining is worse than that.
And obviously there's this picture that people kept saying that was Kate Middleton like working at the
at the thingy.
So she's there and she keeps popping up and scaring people. So Jensen, who is giving
this the unknown.
Yeah, that is the unknown, Kate.
Yeah, it's not Kate Middleton.
It's not Kate Middleton. Isn't that is the unknown is the person they thought was Kate, the one in the mask.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they were saying? They thought that she was just chilling there.
No, they were saying this. We know where she's been.
Oh, that Felicia is Kate.
Yeah, because you couldn't see her face.
That's so dumb.
And we'll get into the unknown later. So Jensen, who's one of the 8-year-old customers, he is giving like, yes, honey.
Jensen, do you know what? Yeah. Jensen seems like one of them kids that like is you're happy as your kid.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there's certain kids where you look at them sometimes, you think to yourself, how did I get lucky for this to be my kid? Yep. I feel like parents have that. Jensen's one of them kids where he just seems like he has sense, he has a personality, he loves himself, and he's confident. I love a confident kid. I love it because people can't take you for a dickhead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can try, but they will succeed.
He's a good time. So he says this.
This guy just popped out of the mirror and then I just.
You jumped out your skin.
I jumped out my skin.
You did.
I bet you did, Jensen.
Yes, I bet you did. I jumped out of my skin.
And I bet you if Jensen had been the one in charge, he wouldn't have bought those tickets.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. Jensen would have never let this happen if it were up to him.
So this thing that's jumping out is the unknown, as you mentioned. And the unknown isn't even from the... I don't understand why.
I don't remember it being...
And this is what I think happened was there was a role that maybe he wanted her to play. But this was the only costume available, so he just told it because it didn't even fit in to anything.
I was like, maybe I don't remember Willy Wonka because I don't remember an unknown.
There was nothing like that. There was nothing scary. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a pleasant experience. Chocolate rivers, which we'll get to.
Bear kids died. Yeah. They died, right?
I do not remember
this
movie.
Well, they didn't die, but they got horribly disfigured. One turned into a really fat, purple, whatever. The other one, something else happened. At the end,
actually, he wasn't far off then, was he? Really, but he was.
But there was no unknown. What the fuck was that thing? Yeah.
Creative license. It's not Willy Wonka. It's Wonka. Actually,
that thing was giving the thing from Scream that was killing
people. It was
actually
very scary. Yeah. It was actually very scary.
So, they move through this bit and they go to the Oompa Loompa part where it's just two ladies with some lab equipment that he probably robbed from the local secondary school, giving out.
At least he probably got it from her school.
One jelly bean and one cup of a quarter of a cup of lemonade.
An eighth. Oh,
God, guys. But to be fucking honest, with the cost of things now, I feel like this experience matched the price.
£35 is close to £40. Come on.
No, but the problem was what you promised. Because in terms of how expensive things are now, that's what I would expect if I paid that amount. I wouldn't be expecting this awesome immersive experience.
I wouldn't expect an awesome immersive experience for £35 in this economy. But I would sure have expected something better than what I got. Half a jelly bean. Okay, a whole jelly bean, sorry. And a quarter, an eighth cup of lemonade. I'm so sorry about it, yeah. £35, imagine how many jelly beans you would get for £35.
I just keep thinking, yeah, of Michael Scott when he put the golden tickets and said, not an ordinary jelly bean, an extraordinary jelly bean.
God. Yeah, but he would have done better than this.
He would have done better than this, but he would have probably sold his condo on eBay to pay for this, to make it good.
Yeah, but people would have had a good time, and that's what would have mattered.
That's true. So we now finally meet Billy Cool, and he's the event organizer. So he says the first few runs, everyone was enjoying it, and then people start getting angry. So he's basically implying that, like, the first few people that came, they were really enjoying this show. And it's like, are you dumb or are you stupid?
Were they in the documentary with us?
Were they in the room as the event was happening? Because nobody was happy about this. And then he says people start approaching him complaining, and then it becomes a mob mentality, so he shuts it down. And one of the attendees who was upset was Angel, and she was basically starting her 18th birthday celebration at this event. And I was kind of like, so when the Angel's mum first came up, she said, oh, like Angel's 18th birthday, and I thought I'd misheard and it was 8th.
Yeah, because this is how it presents, because we meet Angel's mum first, and Angel is like, Angel's mum is like, oh yeah, my daughter Yvonne, she's like, my daughter, I was coming for her birthday, her 18th birthday. And the old me would have said, you know, what's an 18-year-old doing at this kind of event?
I'm saying that.
That's the old me, because God's working on me. That's okay, the old me.
Good for you.
The new me is like, huh, how lovely for an 18-year-old feels. Okay, so this is where she wants to spend her birthday. Even if it was, you know, if it was good, if it was really immersive, maybe it's one of them things where it's like people going to Harry Potter, like, grow up, do you know what I mean? You're going to the Harry Potter thing for your 18th birthday. It. Yeah. If it was good, what's the difference between going to Willy Wonka immersive experience and going to Harry Potter immersive experience?
Let me tell you something now, because I've watched both, and I watched the recent Willy Wonka movie too. Okay, the difference is Harry Potter... Okay, most of the movies have very dark themes. It's only the first few movies that are, oh, Hogwarts, ha ha ha, Quidditch, ha ha ha, riding a broom. The rest are like, yeah, this motherfucker's gonna kill you. And you, like, your best friend is having fantasies of you shagging his friend because the devil is in his ear. Okay. Ain't shit cute about the...
This is why my mom didn't want me to watch this shit.
Harry was fighting for his life with a demon, okay? And there were demons floating around the school. And then they killed Dumbledore. And Dumbledore was allowing Harry to do...
Oh, so do you want me to watch it or do you not? Because you're doing hella spoilers.
My dear, by now, if you don't know the story...
All I'm saying is that, like, you... Someone... And there's people... Even, like, there's Disney adults or whatever they're called.
Can I just say one more thing as well? Yeah, Disney adults are fucking weird. Can I just say one more thing as well?
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying...
J.K. Rowling created a world. It's kind of like Sex and the City. It's just a different thing. Like, she created a world, right? It's The Office. The Office is its own world. Dunder Mifflin is its own movement.
Yeah, and
right?
If there was a Dunder Mifflin AI immersive experience, I wouldn't be there.
You're lying. You're fucking lying. If they told you there was a Michael Scott Dunder Mifflin event, you wouldn't go.
No, is Michael Scott going
to
be there?
If I ever went to Scranton, I'd love to go and see where it was filmed. I would go on a tour.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is an immersive experience. Ooh.
I'm sorry.
And it's not even Willy Wonka, it's Wonka.
I'm so happy God is working on you. I guess I am resisting that work.
You're in line.
I was like, what is an 18-year-old doing? Not only did you pick this experience to start off your 18, you can finally have a legal drink, and you're starting off with Willy Wonka with 5-year-olds. But equally, you then...
Without your own 5-year-old.
Okay. Equally, you then came out onto this documentary.
So here's where I was trying to get to. For me, you liking Willy Wonka enough to want to go to an immersive experience, that is on you, and everybody love what you love. Do you know what I mean? You're not hurting anyone. Do your thing, okay?
You're hurting me?
You came here to not only tell us that this is your chosen form of celebration for your 18th birthday, yeah? But to also reveal, hey, I was duped. And again, I think this documentary is full of people, like Facebook people, who just love it, yeah? And they're just so happy that they're here. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And like, it's a documentary about me. Because why are you here talking about your poor judgment? It's strange. But it's... Why are you so happy to be here?
It's on Channel 5 as well. So I knew it was always going to be shit. That's one. Mm-mm. And two, it is. That's a perfect description. It's basically like Facebook. And I literally know other social media.
Yeah.
There's a specific kind of person on Facebook.
Yep. They're still on
it's
Facebook.
It's them. Yep. It's them. And they're like, it's a circle. Documentary of, yeah, that's the best place.
And they're famous in their circle now because of this.
Exactly. So, Billy is saying that he knew the venue was too large, but there was nothing he could do about it. And he basically says that, look, it was meant to be a really great experience. The equipment he needed to create the immersive experience didn't arrive. And though he created the script himself, he did run it through AI to check.
Because he's dyslexic, he says. Billy, in the documentary, like, he seems like he's dead behind the eyes. Like, he never once looks into the camera. Never. Like, I'm telling you, he's on screen for a long time. And he literally is looking down the whole time. And I'm just like, guys, producers, camera people, are you not going to ask him to make... Like, he literally, it's like he's talking, mumbling to himself.
Did you watch Friday Night Dinner?
Yeah.
You know the episode where one of the guy's friends comes over because his fiancée's broken up with him? And the guy's
What season is this?
It's towards, I don't know if it's one of the later ones. The guy's just bare sad.
There. He's sad. Oh, because he's just been dumped.
Yeah.
That's what he's giving. That's
and
what
they're
he's
trying to, they're trying to check. That is, like, I kept, that is Billy. I can't if you've watched the episode, you'll know what I'm talking about. I couldn't read Billy, if I'm being honest. Like, I ended the documentary, I was like, I weirdly feel sorry for this guy, but then I struggle to believe that he's innocent.
So my thing is that, like, you're here to tell your side of the story, yeah? And I feel like if you really feel like you didn't do anything malicious, then, like, come here with your head held high. Okay, be ready to be accountable and say, I did this and this and I could have done this and this. But, like, why are you, like, I don't know, it was so weird. It's like, look at us, bro. You're literally looking down the whole time. Like he looked pathetic. That's the only way that I can put it. He looked pitiful. He looked really sorry, but not like, oh, apologize. Sorry isn't like a sorry motherfucker. Like, it was just so like, bro, I want to shake him and be like, hello, like, wake the fuck up.
The way I would describe it is, you know, like when you have a bag of spinach and like there's like that wilted, one slimy one at the bottom. So you take all the good ones. That's him. Yeah. Billy is that one slimy one at the bottom.
It was so weird. And the thing is, like, I actually don't think that he was scamming. Like, I think, that Billy is one of these people who feels like he doesn't need to have a job and he needs to be an entrepreneur. And I feel like people don't understand that some people are supposed to be employed. Some people, employment is for you. You have your 9 to 5, you get paid.
But do you think that's what it does? He doesn't give me, because you know the person who I think thinks that is that guy from the crypto documentary we did.
Yeah, yeah. No, but Billy does.
But this guy gives pathetic. He gives.
Yes, but just because you're pathetic doesn't mean that you don't think you can run a business. Because we found that it's not the first event that Billy has done. Billy,
yeah, that's why Billy
in his head, Billy in his head was like, okay, cool. All I need to do is run the script, get an AI-generated script, get a couple of posters, get a warehouse, and then it's easy peasy, bish bash bosh, I'm done. And he had no forethought or like wherewithal to be like, okay, cool, this is what I need to follow through. It's like, oh, easy peasy, I'll just do this. Billy needs to be employed. And Billy needs to be on a disciplinary plan or some shit. Immediately, a performance plan or something.
If nothing else, I hope this has taught the Hollywood producers that you need to pay your writers. You cannot just run a script through AI and produce something. So he's going back and forth arguing with people and he decides to shut it down. And we see the video, he's really upset. Even then he looks really pathetic and upset, close to tears, and he's like losing his voice. And
but he's overwhelmed because imagine all these people are coming at you and they're angry,
and he's saying he doesn't deal well with confrontation as well.
And I can tell this guy is an avoider. I can see it. This guy, and this is what I'm saying, I feel like in this situation, he may have realized, oh shit, I'm in over my head here. But he's such an avoider that like he didn't do anything until it was like, oh shit, now it's too late. That's what Billy gets. And this is why I always say this, people who avoid confrontation scare me. I do not do well with these type of people, okay? Because I feel like sometimes you have to confront issues. Confrontation doesn't always equal conflict. You can just confront the issue and then see how, do you know what I mean? And then go from there. This guy was just putting it off, and then he was like, oh, fuck, we're here now. And then people are shouting at you, you're crying.
So he came under fire in 2021, where he cancelled a Santa's Grotto event after toys and donations had been made. So he basically says...
scam.
Was involved in a charity. The charity's sole purpose was to help the Santa's Grotto event, which had to be cancelled as a result of a local corona increase. By no means was this supposed to be a scam. Every person got their presents from Santa.
But then, like, what did you do with the gifts? He says every child got their gift from Santa, but people are obviously
still complaining.
So you didn't. So that's why I say to you, I don't know what it is, because...
maybe he's just dumb.
So the narrator tells us that Billy wound down the charity in 2022, but it was a very busy year for him because he then attempted to win a seat in the Glasgow Council, saying that like he felt like he could see that people needed a change, and you are the one that will now be the change.
Bring the change. Isn't it crazy how anyone can just be a politician?
Boy.
That's why I don't get why they hold them in such high esteem. You could be anybody.
It could be anyone. Anyone. It's just, it's kind of like, do you know what I think about a lot? You know how like a lot of these like... Afrocentric, I don't know if Afrocentric is the right word, but people that worship like ancestors and stuff like that, I always think that one day inevitably I'm going to be someone's ancestor. And imagine somebody worshiping me. Like, child, I could not help myself in life, and I cannot help you.
Like, you don't know, maybe from the grave your powers will come through.
No, because when you really think about it, your ancestors were also people who were just trying to get through this life,
right? And they were probably worse off than we are. So
exactly.
100%.
The same way I don't have a lot of sense, my ancestors probably didn't either. So why am I sitting there? Why,
like, yeah, but look at the climate. They're going to be worse off than we are, man. They're not even going to have... There's going to be no descendants, bro.
That's what I was thinking. As I was saying, I was like, the world will probably end before it... I get
ancestors. Before I can be an ancestor.
Literally, but do you not think it's so weird that people worship the ancestors?
Like, I just want to ancest. Lord, let me ancest, I beg.
It's so funny because, like, your ancestor could be like an ancient nigga that was cheating.
Your ancestor could be an ex-murderer or...
But what you know is he needed $2 for a pizza. Honestly, but that could be your ancestor and you are worshipping one. Please, if this ever lands in a time capsule...
Don't worship me.
Don't worship me. Ain't shit I can give you from the grave. Ain't shit I can give you in life.
Go forth and prosper.
Literally, go forth and prosper on your own merit. Because if you're looking to me to give you anything, I ain't got shit for you. Like, be so for real.
Be for real, sis.
Be for fucking real. So,
he's trying to be a politician.
No, let's move on from that. Because Billy is equally a... Do you know what this reminded me of? The parachute lady. Huh? The parachute lady.
Oh, girl.
Stop.
Did you look at the reviews?
Of his books.
I went on the reviews.
I wanted to read a bit, like a clip, but I didn't have time.
Please, I've got a link. Right, I've got some reviews that I plan to read out. Let's let the people know what we're saying though.
Okay. So Billy is also an author. And
anyone can be an author, you know.
Anyone can be a CEO.
Anyone can do anything. And do you know what it is? I feel bad, especially, and I know we're not there yet, but like rappers, yeah, you lot need to protect your craft. You lot need a union or some shit, because you can't just have any old Tom, Dick or Harry coming in and saying, yeah, spit bars. We need you people to contain it, because it's actually enough. I really feel bad for the real spitters out there. I feel bad for them, because it's not fair. You can't just walk into a theater and be like, yeah, I'm a surgeon. You can't do that. So but anybody can go on Book Studio Time and say, I'm a rapper, and then they go viral, and you that's been grinding mixtape 1, mixtape 2, mixtape 3 album, no one knows who you are. I'm so sorry about it.
Billy, so I think I'm going to say something, and I think from that you'll deduce the kind of author he is or how good his books are. Billy is an author and he publishes 17 books a year. It sometimes takes authors 6 years just to write another book, but Billy is doing it 17. Like, he's just busting them out. Like,
can I read you his profile?
But people are claiming that the books were written by AI.
Oh,
it doesn't surprise me. And he again says he uses it.
Let me read you the profile.
Yeah.
Meet Billy Cool, the enigmatic wordsmith hailing from the bustling streets of Glasgow, Scotland. Okay. A rising star in the literary world, Billy weaves spellbinding tales that delve into the mysterious realms of fictional thrillers and gripping conspiracies. Okay. Drawing inspiration from contemporary events, his novels offer readers an electrifying journey into the heart of modern intrigue.
Okay, that is...
And he's given us books such as The Biohazard Protocol, Echoes of Illuminating...
Is that like a user guide or something? Or it's... Okay, no.
Echoes of Illumination, Crimson Eclipse, Chronicles of the Last Dawn.
Okay.
Those are only 3 of the 17 in that 1 year. Okay. All right, so let me go to the reviews, yeah, because these were great. So... 10% of them are 5 stars, 10% is 2 stars, and 80% is 1 star.
Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry, 10% are 5 stars.
10% is 5 stars. Shall I read the 5-star review?
No, but can I just say, okay, read. Because I was thinking what kind of, okay.
Fine. Okay, wait, let me find it. Where's the 5-star review? Oh my God, I can't find it.
80% are 1 star.
Okay, here's the 5-star. Couldn't put this one down. I managed to pick my copy up at the book signing while attending the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow. We'll be sure to read the other 16 books he has to offer. Clearly fake. Okay.
Okay.
Someone said, this guy who ruined family outings is back with more awful, cynical use of AI. This sort of rubbish devalues true art and costs jobs. The epitome of everything wrong with use of AI in the creative arts.
Okay.
Okay, so this was a 2-star. The other one was 1-star.
Because we have to have balance.
The title is exactly. The title is A Belly Full of Laughs. Mm. Okay, ooh. Like a few others, I made my way here after reading and watching videos about the Willy Wonka debacle. Wink. Haven't laughed this hard in such a long while, but I do understand why a lot of people are upset, and rightfully so. And as for the 17 books by said author, Well, that made me laugh even harder. Appears our man is a trier, and nothing wrong with that, just not at the expense of others. That said, mental health is a serious business, and the impact of the backlash is cause for concern. I do hope he is able to move past this and turn his life around into a force for good, whilst making a quick buck from the publicity. Also, a refund and apology or two to all the wronged folks won't go amiss. This had nothing to do with his books, bro.
Oh my god, is there anyone that actually talks about the book? Because nobody.
So someone said, reading the preview, one star, reading the preview was enough for me. Had a good laugh at just how lazy this is. I spent some time working with AI, so it's plainly obvious to me that this guy has literally just lifted sections of nonsense from ChatGPT without any care, effort, or editing. The story goes round in circles before wildly jumping ahead and going absolutely nowhere. Details are so vague, you hardly know what it's talking about. God knows where it goes in the other 20 chapters. I'm actually kind of intrigued. If it didn't mean giving money to a known scam artist, then I'd actually have read on just to laugh at it. But like I said, I spent enough time reading AI Tosh, and anyone with half a brain would know immediately it doesn't pass for a legitimate book. Someone said, Billy Cole published 17 novels on Amazon last year, which is humanely impossible.
Wait, but is there like a synopsis or something of the book that we can read?
Okay, hold on. Let me go on.
Try and find it, please. I really just want to know what it's about, though. That's why I want to know, like, what the fuck are you writing about?
Okay, no, I've got the synopsis.
Okay.
It says, this is the Biohazard Protocol.
That's when I was most intrigued.
But even the cover is giving AI.
Okay. Yeah, all of them were. I looked at them. They're all giving AI.
Okay, cool. So, ready? Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm ready.
In a world on the brink of technological revolution, Dr. Emily Reed, a brilliant and compassionate scientist, makes a groundbreaking discovery that has the potential to transform society for the better. Unveiling the Biohazard Protocol, a revolutionary method of handling dangerous scientific advancements, Emily seeks to ensure that knowledge is used responsibly and ethically. Okay. As her journey unfolds, Emily faces numerous challenges and adversaries, that makes sense, who seek to exploit her discovery for their gain. Alongside her allies, Dr. Ava, a young, ambitious scientist, and Maya, a talented researcher with a thirst for knowledge, Emily battles not just the external threats, but also the internal struggle to uphold the values of responsible science. In the midst of the escalating global...
Can I just say that I actually don't know what the fuck it is
about? What are you saying? What is happening? Technological advancements, scientists, responsibility, ethically.
I don't know what's...
Do you know how many times there's responsibly? Look, responsible, responsibility, responsibly, ethically. Bro.
I was just thinking I'm unintelligent because I actually don't know what the fuck this book is about.
He doesn't know what the fucking book is about.
Oh, Billy.
No, I was just like, this is so ridiculous.
I'm actually going to read it, though.
This is so ridiculous. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
My dad wrote a porno.
Oh, yes.
But to be honest, my dad wrote a porno actually had like a plot line. Like there was actually, they were ridiculous, but they actually were, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Belinda did blink. One thing about Belinda, she was going to blink and she was going to have sex.
Exactly. She was going to blink and she was going to fuck.
At least there was comedic value from it. Like, this is funny because it's ridiculous, but I don't think he was trying to make it a comedy.
Yeah, but that's the same with my dad wrote a porno though.
Do you think, towards the end,
Rocky was not trying to make it, he was being serious.
Do you think Rocky is serious about his writing?
What, Rocky, yeah, he said her lids, and he meant lips, yeah.
Okay, I mean, okay. The one I remember so often is when, was it her clit winked? And they were like, how does a clit wink? There was do you know what? I need to go back and re-listen to that.
I only listened to it from season one because that was so fun. And at one point, like, I just lost the plot. I didn't really know what was happening.
I didn't know, but you don't
need
to know.
I was there for the ride.
Because one minute she was having sex in a maze, and then the next minute she was...
Yeah, she was on a fucking hot air balloon or some shit.
Yeah.
With a bish.
Yeah, air bish, yeah. But back to Billy. So, basically... We learn about Lapland New Forest, which is another scam event. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I actually rate these guys more because I could tell that they just own the fact that they're scammers.
Yeah.
So 50,000 people paid £25 for a magical Hollywood effect.
Let me get my maths. Let's do the maths. If you guys have figured it out already, shout it out. Maybe I'll hear you and I'll say it.
I'm not going to, because what
£25.
Yeah.
How many? 50,000?
50,000. What happened in my group chat was the one day I tried to do maths on here, they screen recorded that episode.
A million. 1.25. How many zeros is that? 1250000. 1, 2 commas. 1.25 million is how much we are in from
the ticket
sales.
We're in the wrong line of work. This event was so bad that they had to call the RSPCA because the huskies were in such terrible shape.
Oh, that's not funny.
And then it was shut down. And then it was shut down. And so the organisers were found guilty of misleading customers and they were sentenced to jail. So basically people were saying...
They only went for 13 months. That's like a year out. Probably was Christy jail as well.
Yeah.
But they probably didn't get to keep the money, did they?
So no. And basically people were saying that Billy could get into some legal trouble.
Yeah, but then the guy was saying that, like, if it was fraud, like if he intended for to dupe or deceive people, and he was at the event. This is my thing. Like, if he was scamming, why would, I mean, he does seem a bit like, but why would he stay there? Why would he be at the event? He would just take the money and then go.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he intended to put on a show, but he just was a shit show.
I just think people who know Billy should come out and say what his deal is, because personally for me, I don't get it. Something is off there, but what that thing is, I couldn't tell
you. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't know, yeah.
So Billy says his life has been ruined and turned upside down. On the day, he was basically assuring people that he's, you know, going to give them a full refund on the following Monday. However, till today, they still haven't received any money.
But he's posting that, like, people have gotten refunds.
Yeah, and he's saying he's done what he can do and that people should contact their banks.
This is why you pay for this shit with credit cards and then you can just charge it back.
And the documentary is winding down now, and Billy still holds on to the fact that he had the best intention with this event. He says that it's affected his personal life. He's lost friends. He's lost the love of his life. And he was
Why though?
I don't know. Maybe you don't want to be associated with a scammer. He said he was made out to be the face of evil, and I think that's an exaggeration.
Everything here is an exaggeration. Everything here is so heightened.
Nothing here is everybody deep. Wants their 5 minutes of fame.
Exactly. People are actually dying. Do you know that? And you people are complaining that you got scammed from Willy Wonka thing. Like, I'm so sorry about it. Yeah. No one died. No one was physically hurt. Like, okay, cool. It was peak. But like, that's why consumer laws exist. Like, you'll get your money back, and now you've got a bit of fame.
The biggest victim here is Kate Middleton, because you lots would say affiliating her with this bullshit.
With this bullshit. The biggest victim here is Jensen, because he didn't need to fucking be here.
And if Jensen had any, like, control of stuff, he wouldn't be there.
Jensen could have been doing some other shit, fam. He did not need to be here. I'm so sorry about it, yeah. I just feel like, obviously, it was wrong, and it wasn't a nice experience with them. I mean, it's turned into a great experience because now they're on TV. Yeah. But it's kind of like, guys, there's no reason why Billy should be getting death threats because of this. It's like people don't know how to come together for the right thing. These people are charging us the arm and the leg for every fucking thing.
Pension age is increasing.
You people don't know how to galvanize for that. But because Billy doesn't know how to organize an event, you lots are...
Listen.
Be for real, man. Like, people actually have serious problems.
She said it her best when she said, it's not wrong, but it's okay.
No, it's not right, girl.
Oh, is it what she said? She said it's not right.
It's not right, but it's okay.
Oh, it's not right, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, even better. There you go. It's not right, but it's proven.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
It's actually okay.
And I think that's how I would have left it. I'd have been like, oh yeah, that was super shit, and gone about my day.
And left it. And I would have called my bank, like Billy suggested, and be like, listen, charge me that money back, because that was some bullshit.
Run me my money. So yeah, basically the documentary ends with some of the actors are capitalizing off the fame. It seems like Felicia's doing the best. Funnily enough, I love that nobody's calling Michael.
No, but Michael said that he got 10 DMs to do an interview.
Okay.
I think that the way that they tried to position, and then they had that woman. He was like, oh, they can stand to make a lot of money from this. I was like, what are you talking about,
babes?
What are you actually talking about? We're over it now.
Literally,
what money are they going to make?
What? Completely over it. There's no money to be made here.
So basically...
Oh, is there more?
There's this online petition that they set up to open up the experience again. And it has 7,000 signatures. And just, I know people in this world are actually mad. Because they're riding off this, like, this very temperamental viral moment.
Who do they want to open it?
Billy should open. Okay, but imagine if Billy did a part two, but this time the projectors came and it was actually a lit event. Imagine.
Billy can't do shit. Billy can't do shit with or without projectors, with or without AI. He can't do, like, are people not?
Yeah, Billy's not capable. Billy doesn't have the facility.
Billy is not. Like, Billy can barely dress himself, it seems, and
this,
like.
Billy can't even look at the camera. This is what I'm saying, yeah? Not everybody is supposed to plan events. Not everybody is supposed to be an entrepreneur. Some people are meant to be employed. Some people are meant to be employed.
I'm not sure that's successful. You're right. If Billy was ever to be employed, you have to start him off on a performance management.
Like, and immediately then go from he joins. There.
His induction has to be the performance management. You can't, because he needs close monitoring,
close supervision.
Honestly, but guys, if somebody knows him, like, personally, I'm not telling you to tell us his personal business, but can you just tell us what his deal is? Everybody has a deal. What is his deal?
Yeah, what is his?
Because I don't understand him as a human being.
But I don't think he's malicious, though. I actually don't think he is. I think he just makes poor decisions over and over again.
I'm surprised you're saying this, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, now it's time for...
Jesus is really working on you.
Jesus is working on me. But then also, I just feel like in this... Do you know how I feel? I feel like I just don't have the energy for anything else but me, because I'm just trying to keep me afloat. I can't be looking around at what other people are doing. That's how I feel. That's honestly how. Maybe when God blesses me with the things that I want and need and I have more energy, maybe then I'll resume hating. But I just don't have it in me.
If someone's in your face, though, you can assess what they are.
Yeah.
And Billy's in our face.
Yeah. I don't think he's a good person. I think something's up. I think something... Lights are on, but nobody's home.
Some things are up and some things are down.
Did you see when when someone says the lights are on but nobody's home, what do they mean by that? And then someone was like, whoever said that about you is right.
100%.
Because what do you mean?
What do you mean you don't get it?
What do you mean, what do we mean?
Yeah, you're right. The lights on, no one's home. Yeah.
No one's home. That's how I feel. I don't think that he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like do this thing. I think that he really honestly believed that this was gonna
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in his brain. Just bare tumbleweed.
Empty. Echo.
Picnic basket. He's like, did you ever watch Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
He's Cosmo.
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, but Cosmo's got a likable nature to him.
Pizzazz, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely Cosmo.
But same concept.
Yeah, same vibe. Now it's time for...
The real crime, I think, was the beard.
Our segment where we focus on something during the documentary that may not be criminal, but we definitely consider to be a crime. Have you got one?
It's difficult to say because the whole thing was a crime.
Yep, the whole thing was a crime. I
guess the 1/8 of a cup of lemonade...
That ties in with my lack of sweets.
If you actually are parched, then that would not do anything for you. And then if you're...
That's even less than a shot. I'm so sorry.
Literally. And then I hate that thing of when you have like a little bit of a taste of something, but not a proper...
Yeah, you can't have more.
Yeah. I think that's what would push me over the edge.
Yeah. The real crime, I think, was seeing Keir Starmer on my screen. There was a bit where basically were showing all the references people made to the Willy Wonka thing and how in Parliament, Keir Starmer made a reference to Willy Wonka. I can get that fucking waste man off my screen
right
now. I
almost put it in my notes, but then it was too much of a jump scare.
I was like, get out of my face. His voice right would have been a jump scare. Oh, you have him for this, but not for the Tories. Piss off. And then the real crime, I think, also was the lack of sweets that they had. Because how you go to a Willy Wonka... Okay, I guess technically it wasn't Willy Wonka. How you go to a Wonka event... Mm-hmm. Oh my god, and we didn't mention the chocolate river. Oh my god. No, for real. It deserves song, yeah? Because it literally was like a piece of cardboard with brown with like little lines in it. It wasn't even like a treadmill where it was moving or flowing. It literally was just
there.
I said, why did you bother?
The way to put this is, if you had paid for this for a kid's birthday party in your back garden, you would have been disappointed. What more an event?
Because they were trying to say, like, one of the parents was trying to say, like, oh, if there was a smaller space, then it might not have been so bad. If it was a smaller space, it would have been better in that it wouldn't have looked so warehousey, but it would have still been shit. You just would have been closer together.
It would have been shit. Either way, it would have been shit.
And he's talking about projectors. And it's like, so why did you also have these posters if you were trying to get... Maybe they got the posters with... I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Billy.
It was so bad.
Billy, no mates.
Billy, can't you see? People were trying to say that this was like Billy, because the fire fraud guy was a Billy as well.
Oh, yeah. The curse of the Billies.
The curse of the Billies. Free Billy Goats Gruff. Which Billy is next?
Oh,
gosh. But yeah, guys, that was that. I mean, I wouldn't recommend watching it. You've probably watched it if you've been on TikTok for a day or two.
And we've summarized it perfectly.
Excellently, if I do say so myself. Do you know what? Channel 5 documentaries do tend to be shit, but I did watch this one the other day and it was actually really good.
Okay.
It was about a Viagra pill.
Oh.
It was actually really good.
Okay, maybe we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll see. Wink.
Wink, wink.
Just like they were trying to.
Pun intended.
So, yeah, guys, you know where to find us. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Two Girls, One Doc. On TikTok, it's Two Girls, One Doc Podcast. Send us an email, twogirlsonedoc@gmail.com with any documentaries or things you want us to cover. Share this episode with someone.
Share it.
Share it with someone. Just one person. Just one person. Please. That's your assignment for this week. Share it with one person. A different person to the person you shared it with last week, if you did share it.
And also, those of you that follow us on Instagram, post it on your stories when we post. Because it's like, sometimes it's like we're sharing stuff on Insta, but we're talking to ourselves. Post.
Yeah. Engage. And I know we're crazy, but like, talking to yourselves, that's next level. Do you know what I mean?
We ain't Billy.
We don't know Billy's deal. If anyone knows Billy's deal, let us know.
Please let us know. We need to know. Please.
Because something is amiss.
What are we doing next?
Guys, we're doing the credits. We're talking about Quiet on Set. Girl, I haven't started watching it, but I've seen a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
And I kind of like, not that I don't want to watch it, but I just know I'm ready to be pissed. I just know I'm going to be pissed off. I just know I'm going to be pissed off. But yeah, we're going to be talking about that. It's 4 episodes. So we are going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on Discovery Plus now. It just came out in the UK on Discovery Plus on Monday. So yeah, it's out on there. All the illegal links that I once had are now, they've now clocked them. So gonna have to watch it on Discovery Plus. But yeah, so we're gonna be discussing that. If you have seen it already, with the credits especially, like if you've seen it already, if you have anything you want to contribute, send us a DM, Instagram, Twitter, reply to this on Spotify, and then we can include your comments in it as well. But yeah, that's already going to be a trigger warning. Sexual assault, sexual abuse, child sexual assault. So if that's an episode you need to miss, then miss it. But yeah, should I play the trailer at the end of this?
Yes.
Should I?
Yes. Okay. No. Yes.
No. Yes. No.
No, it's a bit too much, isn't it?
It's a lot, yeah. And exactly. We just gave a trigger warning, so let's not. Yeah, yeah, okay. So we're not. It's fine. You can find it online if you want to see it. But yes, yeah, so that's what we're talking about next week. In the meantime, follow us, connect with us, share. Yeah. And yeah, guys, computer generated images, computer generated things, it's not the enemy. It's up to us to be able to decipher between real and fake. And as time goes by, that's gonna get harder and harder to do. So if people are failing at this first hurdle, I don't have any hope for humanity.
Yeah. But there's also natural selection, so.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
It's like when people get scammed.
Yeah.
All these phone scams right now. I just don't answer my phone now. If it's important, you'll leave me a voicemail.
I literally respond to these crazy texts that I get, and I'm like, yep, seems legit. Oh, God.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.